Hachette Audio presents How the One-Armed Sister Sweeps Her House. Written by Sherry Jones. Read by Danielle Vitalis.
Prologue. The 12th of September, 1979. Lala comes home and Wilma is waiting, having returned early from visiting Carson at the hospital. Wilma is still dressed in her going-out clothes, one of the outfits she prefers to be seen in by strangers, a steam-pleated lilac skirt that falls just below her knees, a pale aquamarine silk blouse tucked into the waist with a broad purple belt, and a navy cloche hat that once belonged to her mother. When Lala walks through the door, Wilma is standing on the stone floor of the kitchen, arms akimbo, eyes wide with relief. "Where you was, Stella? It's almost 8:30. Visiting hours end at 6. It is one of the myriad indignities of hospitalization at Baxter's General, having to bid visitors goodbye and get ready to go to sleep with the birds. But today, Carson has fallen into a type of coma way before bedtime, a deep sleep from which the doctors cannot rouse him. Wilma spends the first visiting hour sitting upright next to his bed, and it is only when she dozes and falls off the chair and lands with her knees still bent at a right angle that she is persuaded to go home and rest. "There is not much that anyone can do," say the nurses, as dribble oozes out the corner of Carson's mouth and slimes its way towards the sheets. The doctors are doing tests. This coma, these tests...